Welcome. This is the podcast of Care Austria with Andrea Barstorff-Hager.
Welcome to the Care in Action podcast. We are back in Bangkok and this is a special edition because I have two guests today. We are hosted by our appreciated partner in Bangkok, the Sphere Agency. So, hi Jean-Pierre. I'm happy that you're laughing because you're seeing me and having another podcast.
Thank you, Andrea, and welcome back. I'm really happy to host Care Austria again.
A very warm welcome to our guest, Christian Hellinger, the creative CEO of WeNord Service Plan and your agency and Care Austria. We have a long-term partnership. We have worked more than 10 years very closely together. And let me mention it right at the beginning. I'm very thankful that both agencies are providing their pro bono service to Care Austria, which is really highly appreciated and not taken for granted. So we set the stage. Jean-Pierre Chang, he's the owner and CEO of Sphere Agency. And he and Christian and myself, yesterday we visited a school project that is supported by private donations of Care Austria. It is in the outskirts of Bangkok, about 90 minutes from the city center, in a small village called Samut Sakhon. And it is a sort of school learning center for migrant children from the neighboring countries. The parents of the kids are working in food industry, mainly fish industry. They have really very difficult job to do. And the kids, they can spend their day at the center provided by CARE and CARE Thailand in cooperation with CARE Thailand. And Christian, for you, it was the first time that you visited a CARE project. So Christian, what is your impression?
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you for having me back to the podcast. This is a very special episode indeed, also for me. It's because you talked about our ongoing relationship more than a decade. And I think this trip here to Bangkok is kind of the culmination of this ongoing relationship, because for the first time we were allowed, and we were very grateful for that, to accompany you to kind of a field trip to see how CARE is acting on location, to visit a project that you're supporting, as you mentioned, in Samut Sakhon, and being here with you and being here at Sphere Agency. And thank you, Jean-Pierre, also from my side for hosting. Yeah, this is an awesome opportunity, and we are very grateful that we were able to make this trip with you.
At the moment, we host 200 children at the migrant center, which is a quite high number, and 2/3 of them are at the age between 4 and 8 years, so for them it's elementary school. And with the help of our thousands of donors, we are able to provide lunch for the kids. And yesterday we had really an exciting day because we were supported by the crew of Sphere Agency, who helped us to produce some video material and many pictures that we can share with our donors and with media and also with our partners in Austria, which is really key. So Jean-Pierre, what would you say?
The first time that I met you, Andrea, in my old office, in my very old office, the first time, I remember it was in the middle of our office. We didn't have office meeting room yet or something like that. But you give me a very good impression about yourself and Care Austria, that our agency can partner with you guys to create something like quite amazing, not for us, but for you to be able to show this to the donor.
Good for the soul here.
We know at Service Plan, honestly, I mean, they donate per year between 100,000 and 150,000 in campaigns to us that are really super. Really, people love our campaigns, and we are fully aware that our brand is only growing because we have this ongoing support. And the fact that we have this meeting now of two super creative agencies with super crazy CEOs, this really gives a shining example what can happen when emotion sparks. right?
Yes. I think that, again, thank you to tell us that you are two super crazy CEOs. I love
three.
That.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Three.
I include myself. Yeah. My discipline is also weakening.
But I think that by being crazy in these days is where we can think out of the box. And I think that Christian and myself, I think we agree that we are lucky to met you, and that you let us be able to be creative. Because as an advertising agency, we met a lot of clients, a lot. And most of the time, maybe they don't let us be that creative. I think 90% of the time, they don't let us be that creative. So being with you and be able to laugh with you is really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating. We met each other for the first time, and still, this is I think the care factor. It's kind of, we both click with care, and you have this great sense of choosing your partners very well, and it shows that me and Jean-Pierre click very well from the first meeting we have. So I think it shows that it's maybe not we who choose care, it's care that chooses us maybe a little bit also, because we fit to the story, we fit to the brand. And what Jean-Pierre was saying, creative freedom, I think this is what we as creatives, I think, are looking for most in our work. And care has constantly provided us this creative freedom, and we communicate on an eye level, we appreciate each other's expertise, and I think the end result speaks for itself. It's exceptional communication, it's very effective communication, and it's very emotional communication, and that's a rare thing. And so that I think that explains why it's almost 12 years already, working together.
Yeah, that's very true. And the no brand awareness in Care Austria, we do every 4 to 5 years a study about that, is reaching 50% by now, which is really an extremely good result. And you said that you have such a creative freedom, and I have to confess that Care Austria and myself, I'm really humbled when I see the engagement of your teams, of the two of you, and I really appreciate your input. And I have been working in this shop for quite a time, and I'm still very much inspired at occasions like yesterday, seeing how much we all together can move if all of us contribute, because it makes an enormous difference for more than 200 children. And it doesn't sound much maybe to our listeners, but just imagine that you were the child and how much you could benefit from being in a nice place, having a playground, getting education, access to healthcare, access to good food, and also to have fun and play together. And we saw really good examples yesterday, because the two CEOs of the two agencies, they played a round of football with the little boys. And the little boys were doing quite well, I have to confess. And my partners here, they also tried their best, but the little ones, they were even better than them. And this was a big fun for all of us. And this is also part of our work, to have fun together, to be relaxed together, and to let the emotional spark happen, because this is nothing that advertising can create by itself. Is that true also for brands? A brand has to tell a story, right?
Yes. Yes, I think that what we received yesterday, I think yesterday, by going to the center that Care Austria helped to create, I didn't give anything. In fact, you said that you're very thankful for us to go and help you there, to support you. But I think it's more like, I'm thankful that you embarked us in this journey with us, with you, because agency work is quite stressful, right?
Absolutely.
Every day, every weekend, we don't really have some rest or something like that. But be able to see children happy playing around, even when technically their life sad, like not
difficult, not at least.
Difficult. Don't have the standard that we live in, mm-hmm. but that Care Austria and you also, Andrea, can provide them this joy and they transmit this joy to us yesterday. I think it's really important. This is how we can see that Care Austria help effectively the children in need here in Thailand.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. It was, for me, it was really kind of an eye-opener for how we measure the effect that our work has. The impact that our work has. It's one thing if you compare numbers and you compare, sales numbers or efficiency percentages. And it's a different thing if you see what the work we do in communications and in advertising, what it really creates in the field when CARE is doing what it does best, supporting people, helping people, and seeing that for the very first time up close in that way, as we did yesterday in the school, this will nourish our creation process in the next months and years. This was really, really inspiring, and I can't say it enough. Thank you for the opportunity.
And spending so much time together, like the three of us are doing at the moment, also is building even a tighter relationship than we had before. And this is something that I really appreciate. Jean-Pierre, mm-hmm. you grew up in France. We talked about it in our last podcast, quite seriously at the time. Super seriously, yeah, because we were in the more professional mood than this afternoon. I think we worked too much in the last days. But what would you identify are the biggest differences in advertising or communication between, let's talk about Thailand and France, or wider Asia and Europe?
I think the big difference between Europe and Asia, or at least Southeast Asia, and we exclude Singapore, they are very mm-hmm. special, is that the advertising space need to be very, very straight to the point in Southeast Asia. Like, we really have to show the product, we really have to tell, like, what is the product about, because sometimes you show a bottle of water, but they still don't know it's a bottle of water. You know. So this, in comparison with the advertising in Europe, that is more informative. I think it's more informative. It's more creative also. Creative is, I think it will be on both way. It's two different type of creativity. But I think I'm quite miss the advertising that we have in Europe. That I learned something from the advertising, right? In Southeast Asia, like, I know what they sell, you know. They show me what to buy, you know. But in Europe, like, they explain me why I have to buy it, you know. So
the story is longer in Europe. The story behind the product is longer in Europe, you would say?
It's more sophisticated, and that's good. That's good that mm-hmm. it's more sophisticated.
Like, we had a great conversation earlier about these differences and similarities, and you showed us some benchmark cases, and we showed you some of the Service Plan Group, you showed us some Sphere, great work from Sphere, and I think there are a lot of advantages in each form of communication. What we appreciate, like with an Austrian or European eye, what I can appreciate about the advertising here, it's bolder, it's more colorful, mm-hmm. it's spreading joy, yes, it goes straight to the point, maybe, mm-hmm. but it's you might call it maybe it's more, it's maybe less sophisticated, but I don't think that's true. It's just like it allows itself maybe more to be playful, to be colorful, to be bold, to be sometimes even crazy. Yeah, it's very, you see it on the billboards. It's loud, it's positive, and that's something we can take away from it. I think, yes, some European cases are very, like, very artsy, and sometimes it's very a story that is very subtle, but it takes a lot of effort to get into it sometimes. It's very heady, and it's very, which sometimes maybe creates a barrier of accessibility to all people. Like it's sometimes it's not as accessible because sometimes it's maybe too sophisticated and too much, I don't know, not convoluted, but it takes longer to come to the point, probably.
I think, yes, you're correct. It's true that if we take maybe the European standard of advertising and as a video, for example, and we turn this to be like maybe a 6-second spot, it would be really hard to understand right away the product or the 15-second spot. I think that most of the advertising in Europe is take a little bit longer. It's a bit longer time to the video is a bit longer. The production itself, the detail, the storyboard, they did a very nice story about it. This is the good thing about the creativity that we have in Europe.
But as a non-agency person, just my perception, I would say that for a non-professional, in Bangkok, for example, you are surrounded by breathtaking, beautiful digital adverts. Mm. And for a non-professional, it looks more modern here than at home. But maybe this is also the phenomena that always the grass is greener
on the other side.
If I'm honest, I always was. It started in childhood and it stayed like that. That I still like to watch good advertising. And when you shared your benchmark spots today, I was fascinated. I could have looked at all of them until tonight because I really enjoy seeing this sort of storytelling. And this is where the need of care meets your professionalism in storytelling, because we don't sell a product. We talk about values, about solidarity, humanity, empathy, and we define for ourselves a little bit that these are global values that are not debatable, and you find it in every culture, in every setting, and to shape them in a way that a wide audience can follow and understand and wants to engage then with care. This is what the three of us and our teams try to do together. I'm really thankful. I'm glad that we have this time together here in Bangkok. And I hope that in a few months or a few years, we will all meet again and have again a good time together. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Christian Hellinger, and thank you, Jean-Pierre Chang.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening. This was Care in Action, the podcast of Care Austria with Andrea Barstorff-Hager. For further information, go to care.at. Sponsored by CC Real.